Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we are going to dig in to the energies of Vesta in your natal chart and in the transiting planets right now. As Vesta has just entered Aries on February 7th and will stay in the first sign of the zodiac until April 15th. Now, if you recall, we recently did a show about Juno entering into Aries. We also have Jupiter and Chiron in Aries. And as of February 20th, we will have Venus in Aries. So all of this attention on Aries makes this theme more prominent for us, but it also could feel that it's like parts of your energy are reinforcing a new start, a new beginning, something rising up within you that has healed or shifted, something new coming through that you're feeling and sensing in a very powerful way. So again, to review, we currently have Chiron, Jupiter, Juno, soon Venus, and now Vesta in Aries. And these are the energies of new beginnings, what you're ready to put energy into, what excites you, what motivates you. It's a very spur of the moment energy. It can be quite impulsive, but this is where we begin a new cycle and initiate something. Aries is also where we plant seeds. We plant the seeds that we want to grow, build, and blossom. And this is a very intentional time with this many energies in Aries pushing you or perhaps inviting you into new territory, new understandings of yourself, new ways of seeing yourself, or perhaps connecting with new parts of yourself that you're just meeting for the first time. So we're going to talk about the archetypal energies of Vesta. Vesta is located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Vesta has been an asteroid, although has been upgraded to a dwarf planet. And there have even been missions to Vesta that occurred back in 2016, 2017, 2018, when there were various scientific experiments on the dwarf planet to understand more about what composes the planet, what resources are available, etc. So Vesta is an energy that we can understand through its archetypal influences. And that's what we'll be looking at because she is really about the sacred flame of your energy. What you hold in a place of sacredness, what you have deemed as holy, and this doesn't simply mean in a religious term. This is about what you have understood about your own energy that you wish to honor and hold sacred. And Vesta is directly linked to sexuality. So this could be understanding more of the power of your sexual energy, your ability to procreate and to share your energy with others. This is also where I feel so strongly that this Vesta in Aries transit is going to burn away anything that is no longer needed in your energy. And I'm seeing this directly in the root chakra. And so I guess that's basically where we're going to focus here, is tuning in to your own root chakra and what parts of yourself you're ready to cleanse or purify in the root chakra. The root chakra wants us to be safe, stable, secure. It is the base foundation of the Kundalini rising. It is the base energy that we source what rises up within us, as well as what travels back down, grounds us, and roots us into our physical energy vessel. So the root chakra is where we have our first experience of life force, where we desire to move and create and establish our energy here. And with this Vesta in Aries energy signature, it could feel like you are cleansing and burning away any lower vibrational fears, any old debris, any former energies that are still in your energy field. And this can relate directly to sexual partners. This can relate directly to people you've shared energy with, intimately, sexually, or otherwise, that you are cleansing and wanting to be free from. You're wanting that energy to move out of your root chakra or out of any parts of your energy fields. And this Vesta in Aries can help with that cleansing. She also taps you into what you personally desire, where that desire rises up and gathers new life, where that desire burns within you that can also feel quiet, internal. It isn't something that others necessarily feel or sense or know. There's something here about the sacredness of your energy, and you might feel that you've had some type of deep transformation or evolution around your own sexual energy, how you share your sexuality, how you interact with others in these areas of yourself, what you have maybe come to understand about the value or sacredness of it. The energy of Vesta wants us to keep safe what we deem holy, what matters to you, what is sacred to you. So this can bring up some new ways of using your energy while purifying anything that is no longer a connection, that's no longer in alignment, that's no longer true for you. So I feel that as Vesta moves through Aries, there can be sparks of new understandings of how you have connected with your own internal sacred flame and what that means to you now. The archetypal themes of Vesta are deeply connected to the Vestal Virgins of Rome, which were a group of virgins, a group of women who gave their consent that they would protect the fire and flames of Rome as a way to protect the city. And these were women who gave their consent to fulfill this role, and they had to remain virgins for 30 years in order to satisfy this agreement and to honor their role in protecting Rome and the energies of the Roman flames that burned at night to keep the city safe and seen. And these were groups of women who worked together to nourish and take care of the home and hearth, to understand what was important, and to also look at what they could do to continually purify their own energies. And so here we have an understanding of more of the archetypal themes of Vesta, which certainly relates to what you tend to and take care of because you hold it sacred and important. But it also relates to groups of women, the women that you interact with, that you have a common bond with, the women that you have a shared purpose with, or who are on the same page as you. This can certainly be sisters, friendships. These can be lovers and women you've dated or you've interacted with. This is about the groups of women who have something in common, often at that soul purpose level, and how they come together to both energize and protect that common intention. However, there is also a dark side to understanding the archetypal energies of Vesta, where after she pledged to be a virgin and to protect the city of Rome through the sacred flames of the city, if she was caught having sex or interacting in any way with someone to break that promise, to break that pledge, she would be buried alive outside of Rome. And this, in fact, did happen, and is something that maintained a threatening power and control over the energies of these women. They also would be punished very dramatically if they were caught having sex, engaging in adultery, or doing anything to disgrace this energy that they had pledged themselves to. So there are many layers of this story, and there are certainly the deeper understandings in our modern times around politics, gender roles, stereotypes, and what was expected of women as well as what was expected of men. So we're looking at some very clear messages here around the power of women's sexuality, how it was used either by choice or against her, how it was used to be something that would either empower her or disempower her. And that is one of the energy signatures of Vesta, is connecting to your own sacred sexual energy and how you are either feeling empowered by it or disempowered by it. As Vesta moves through Aries, it can also fire up any anger, anything that's been unresolved around abuse or trauma in these parts of your life or in your experience. This can show you more of what you're ready to heal and understand about your own sexual energy and sexual experiences, especially any harmful, traumatic experiences where you were disempowered, assaulted, abused, anything was done against you without your consent, without your free will. And these are still very relevant experiences and energies today. And these are parts of ourselves that perhaps we're looking to consciously heal and move through, and that you could feel how much you've been permanently changed through this area of your life or this type of healing work. Now, as Vesta moves through Aries, she will make a conjunction to Jupiter and to Chiron. And this is going to really amplify the fire, really light up what you're ready to claim and own around these Vesta archetypes. It's also reconnecting you to what you need and what you want based on who you are now. So you could feel that your sexual energy has shifted or changed. You could feel that a part of yourself is more empowered, more healed, more alive than ever before. Or depending on where you're at with any of these themes, there could be things that come to your attention that you're ready to look at, to focus on, and to heal now. Vesta in Aries can bring about a renewal in your sense of self and what you desire, and reconnect you to your own internal spiritual desires and how you honor that part of your experience, how you honor what is truly important to you and sacred to you, as well as empowered in you, and how you feel powerful in your sexual nature or expression, or perhaps what is blocked, what is closed down, what is shut down. Vesta in a natal chart can reveal your own sexual experiences and growth from other lifetimes, where maybe you're resolving something in this lifetime, you're healing it or you're moving through it. Your natal Vesta could show you more about how you've experienced these energies and these themes, as well as what you want to consciously embody in this lifetime. In your chart, the symbol for Vesta looks like a little flame, so beautifully fitting. It looks like a beautiful little sacred flame that brings your attention and your consciousness to what lights you up, what gives you that life force, especially at the root chakra, especially in terms of what you're here to understand about your energy that maybe others don't fully understand or know about you. And that's part of the sacredness of the energy. There is a form of protection with Vesta, and it's how we learn to honor and protect ourselves energetically that can also empower us for those flames to reach higher, so to speak, for those flames to burn brighter. And as I'm saying that, I'm seeing these flames burning from the root chakra, elevating all the way up into the crown chakra, certainly part of that Kundalini rising experience, but also about how sexuality is spiritual, how being a sexual being is directly linked to your spiritual energy and your spiritual life force. And when those two are in a beautiful synergistic connection, it can feel like there's a very even, confident expression and flow of the energies, where you are embodying your spiritual energy, your spiritual self, through what you are experiencing as well as honoring in yourself at the same time. So this is that private connection to your own spiritual life force, your own spiritual flame, and also this deeper understanding of its power. And of course, we know the power of sexuality in terms of recreation and how we make children and we continue the human population through the power of sexuality. And so it's looking at, well, what is this for me? What does this mean for me? And Vesta in Aries at this time could bring your attention to more of your own sexual empowerment, more of your own sexual energy. But even if it's not sexual, it's a creative life force. It's creation. And all the planets in Aries desire creation of some kind, whether that's the creation of a project, of an idea, a new adventure, something within you that is emerging that deeply and strongly resonates with your self-identity now. There's the desire to create in a way that can feel very spontaneous and in the moment. And that's part of that life force energy moving through you. So with these energies in Aries, what we're understanding is that new parts of ourselves are coming through that we could feel inspired to understand or to get to know. You could feel like a new part of you has been rising up and you're sensing it now. And there are energies here that are inviting you to open up to new parts of yourself, especially if something has been closed down or shut down, especially if anything has been locked away and kept away because it was deemed or judged to be unholy, unacceptable, sinful, or any other terminology or understanding that basically resides in another level of consciousness. Every time a planet, asteroid, or energy begins a new cycle in Aries, it is initiating a new level of consciousness. Now, this is something we choose that we can work with our free will, but the energy is meant to rise up. It's meant to spiral up. And so the Aries journey is one where we set off on a new adventure to spiral up into higher levels of consciousness, to learn from where we've been, to be active in our energy and in our choices, and to understand that growth is a part of our ongoing experience. So what is ready to grow? Where are you ready to fan the flames, so to speak, and allow something to rise up in you that actually feels like it's in beautiful alignment with who you are now? And it isn't connected to a previous consciousness, whether that is a previous consciousness in your own lifetime or in your own soul's journey, or whether that's even a previous consciousness related to some of these archetypal energies that are outdated for our modern times. So we have the opportunity here to be more intentional and more self-aware. And in fact, that is one of the gifts and higher expressions of Aries, is self-awareness, self-identifying with what is true for you, understanding who you are and living from that place, being in that energy and really fully owning it and expressing it because it's who you are. And there's also this beautiful connection to spirit, where you can feel spiritually empowered by who you are, what you want, how you share your energy, and what you have decided is sacred and important for you. In your natal chart, Vesta is also where you have worked with groups of women, or you are involved with groups of women, and that can be through a family environment. That can be through a work environment, friendships, all areas of your life. But Vesta is about collective feminine energies, how you integrate them or incorporate them, or even how you push them away, how you don't want to be involved in a group, or how you don't want to collaborate or work with other feminine energies. Of course, there's a whole spectrum of how these energies can be expressed and felt. I have a video for you on YouTube under my YouTube playlist called Asteroids, Goddesses, and Dwarf Planets that shows you how to find Vesta in your natal chart. Be sure and check that out if you also want to see what that sacred flame glyph looks like in terms of how she's represented in an astrology chart. In your natal chart, Vesta also reveals what you prefer in your immediate home environment. Again, what you hold sacred, maybe what you really want in your personal space that is important to you, that does ground you as well as connect you to your own spiritual essence. As I tune into this Vesta in Aries energy, I just keep being drawn to that root chakra and to also being in your power with your sexuality, with your sexual experiences, to really own the innate sexual energies you feel within yourself and to be aware of how any parts of that have been diminished or held back, anything that has been even unhealthy or reckless. There's something about this particular transit of Vesta through Aries that feels like some kind of reset, resetting the energy, resetting your intention, and again, burning away any harm, trauma, abuse, or unhealthy energies connected to that root chakra. And this is where you could have things that come to your attention from long ago, from very long ago, that maybe you didn't even realize you were still energetically holding. But you can visualize this very powerful sacred flame burning away the debris, the imprints, the harm, the pain, especially any anger. And that can certainly come up with the planets in Aries, is that if you have any anger towards yourself or towards others around any of these themes, this would be a very powerful time to honestly work with that and honestly heal that. There could also be a desire to rewrite narratives that have been disempowering about your own sexuality or how that feels and operates for you. So this is where you can rewrite a narrative from a very empowered place. You can reclaim your energy, reclaim a story, stand in the strength and power of your aura lighting up and really activating more of what it means to be you in this world. And I'm feeling this energy again. It's like such this base root chakra cleansing and purification process that you could even be surprised at what's revealed within you, at what comes up or what comes through that is a part of your self-identity that maybe you weren't aware of. It got lost in the group or lost in the masses. Remember how this energy archetypally is connected to groups of women. So you could even feel like, was there parts of your power that you gave away to groups of women? And this could stem from other lifetimes. I mean, I'm seeing how there can be various ways that we interact and have soul experiences through groups of feminine energy. And there's something to be honored about your own uniqueness within every group. And maybe there's something here where if your energy has felt split, diminished, even if that fire of life was tempered or dimmed down, I'm getting the visual of a propane fireplace where you turn the knob down to turn the flames down, something like that. If any part of you has felt like there's been an energy leak around these themes, it's time to reclaim it. I'm actually, as I'm speaking, I'm seeing a sorority. This is like a modern day sorority, and it is basically also showing me how there is healthy energies that women share, feminine energies share, and that it's about self-evaluating what has been healthy and empowering for you versus what has been disempowering, and also what has disconnected you from your sexual power, which is part of your spiritual power. So I'm feeling a wholeness, like this energy of bringing ourselves into new alignment, into a new place of wholeness, so that you're fully owning all of your energy in a way that is best for your own soul growth, which looks different for each of us. And I'm also feeling like you could do some kind of ritual If you need to energetically cut cords or cut energetic ties with any past lovers, any past individuals that you've had sexual contact with. Again, if your energy has felt like it's been diminished or pulled out of you, I'm seeing a cord where the energy just keeps getting pulled away and away and away. And you could understand, okay, no, this is not how I want my energy to leak out. This is not what I want to have an experience around anymore. I'm feeling like this can be unconscious experiences of sexuality over multiple lifetimes. So this is where you could be fully reclaiming parts of your own soul experiences that maybe you don't even consciously understand, where you could get a vision about something or a message or a person or something coming through and it throws you off. But it could be tied to these energies in Aries. It could be tied to what you're meant to release yourself from because it's no longer a part of your energy field. It's no longer a part of your own patterns or habits. So this is where you could feel very differently about your own sexual nature, your own sexual experiences, how you share that energy from a place of willingness and desire and consent versus previous soul experiences that did not honor you, that did not honor the power of your innate sexual energy. And this is also where the anger can come up. The anger comes up from the pain, the abuse, the trauma. So this can run very deep. And if you are needing assistance or support, please reach out to professionals for this line of healing. Please reach out to anyone who can support you through any type of healing or any type of survivor's journey through sexual abuse, sexual healing, anything that might be triggered for you or coming up for you. This is certainly a big topic and it has many layers of it. And so I take it seriously when I bring up these topics because I know that it can also trigger repressed memories or parts of your experience that are difficult or hard to look at. And so that's why it's very important to get any kind of professional support, assistance, or guidance if you need it. And this is regardless of your gender or sex. This is most certainly an issue that pertains to men and masculine energies as well. So please note that this is part of our ongoing healing journey, especially from a soul's perspective, is how we heal our sexual energy, how we claim it, how we understand its sacredness and its power, and how we are also empowered in it, even when we've been through experiences or situations that were disempowering. And this is one of the ways that astrology assists us. Astrology comes alive in our own personal experiences, and we understand more of our energy and what we are wanting to actively participate in, to enjoy, to take pleasure in, and to be something that matters to us from that place of empowerment, as well as from a very conscious place of knowing that our sexual energy is valuable and sacred. If you want to learn more about Vesta, I strongly recommend Demetra George's books on the asteroid goddesses. She has written about Vesta, Juno, Pallas Athena, and Ceres in her book. Please check that out. It's excellent, and it's one of the more notable books on these asteroids as well. As always, thank you so much for joining me today for this podcast episode. I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for a new podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Be sure and check out my YouTube playlists where we go into more of these energy signatures in your life and in your world. And I hope they support you in connecting the dots around your own energy and your own experiences. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. That's where you'll find all of my latest updates, as well as my current astrology programs and courses. Thank you so much for joining me here, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon. Take good care.